A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Low morale, backstage heat, and original plans coming out of the 2022 Royal Rumble. Plus, huge matches already set for the Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania 38. For Tuesday, February the 1st, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Presented by CultaholicShop.com, a brand new range of merchandise now available, including Ross and Andrew wrestling buddies and Blart socks. CultaholicShop.com for more.
Two-thirds of the way through the Rumble as number 20 enters, former tag team champion McAfee's buddy Riddle.
I love the altitudes in which Riddle soars and scoots.
Riddle really had a breakthrough moment in last year's Royal Rumble match. He had an incredible performance lasting over 30 minutes before being eliminated by Seth Rollins. Is this the year Riddle wins the Rumble match?
That was Riddle entering late into what was considered a very underwhelming men's Royal Rumble match from the Royal Rumble pay-per-view on Saturday. And we have some details of some behind-the-scenes goings-on during that show. Now, PW Insider is saying that Riddle, who we heard just there entering the Rumble, was planned to be there till the end. PW Insider saying that the Royal Rumble plans changed a lot over the course of the week. 20 plus changes were made to the Royal Rumble, as Ross and Andrew talked about in the news yesterday. One of the original plans, though, was for Riddle to be the winner of the Men's Rumble on Saturday. There was also a pitch for Randy Orton to win the Rumble, but Riddle was very much considered the front runner until just the day of the show, it was decided that Brock Lesnar would enter number 30 and charge through whoever was left and win the Royal Rumble himself. So we nearly had a Riddle Rumble win. Talking of Riddle, WrestleVote saying that WWE had plans to split Riddle and Randy Orton since SummerSlam, which obviously didn't end up happening. Their plan is now to hold that off until WrestleMania, with only a handful of creative members wanting to actually pull the trigger on splitting them. If it does happen, according to WrestleVote, it should be over the WWE Championship. I feel like Riddle winning the Rumble would have been a great way to build to something like that happening. I think you could have had some fun with Riddle going after the WWE title and Orton being on the sidelines of that and what builds up there. You could have told a good story, but they chose not to, as Brock Lesnar won the Rumble instead. Shane McMahon made his presence felt during the Rumble as well, but he was quite a presence felt backstage as well. There's a lot of heat towards Shane O'Mac coming out of the Rumble. Now, he's not a regular producer, according to The Observer, for WWE, but Vince gave him the assignment of running this match. He helped produce Rumbles in 2020 and 2021, which worked out really well. But he was very much more hands-on this particular Rumble. Both matches constantly changed, with Shane McMahon leading the charge of it. And other sources are stating that Shane was very keen, more than anything else, to get himself over in the Royal Rumble. He was very keen to get a lot of plans to make him look good into that match. And As you can imagine, this led to a lot of frustration with producers and talent backstage when it seemed like the main thing Shane wanted to do was make himself look good in the Royal Rumble match. Wrestling Observer goes on to say, those on the inside knew who the winners were all along, even if there were apparently many in the company were told differently. But as far as what would happen in both matches, that was constantly changing. The stories about negativity towards Shane McMahon regarding the men's match are pretty accurate. As noted here in The Observer, he is booked for both the Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania shows. So Shane McMahon will be on our screens a fair amount between now and WrestleMania. At the Rumble itself, those issues with Shane McMahon helped harness what was a very negative atmosphere, from what all accounts are saying. PW Insider says that morale was low at the Royal Rumble, and that was mainly down to some missing elements behind the scenes. The absence of Triple H and TJ Wilson is believed why this year's Rumble fell flat, and it's what led to a lot of disappointment with a lot of people. Triple H's job normally for the Rumble is to make sure people get individual moments to shine within the story of the Rumble. TJ Wilson doing something similar for the Women's Rumble normally. Both were absent for obvious reasons, and Shane McMahon took more control of the Rumble than normal, and it led to some bad feeling and some ill will and some low morale from the Royal Rumble match itself. It was not the best of Royal Rumble events, and it sucks because Royal Rumble is, I think you'll agree, one of the favourite shows of the year. It's certainly my favourite show of the year. So I was sad that it didn't quite hit the sides for me. But we talked about it at great length, did Andrew and I, on Cultaholic Live on Sunday afternoon. You can watch that back right now on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Plus, you can check out the cut-down reactions of Ross and Andrew. They watched the Rumble as well, and you can see who left as the Cultaholic Heavyweight Champion. That's on the YouTube channel right now. And he was busy. There was plenty of them. The WTF moments from the Royal Rumble are on youtube.com/cultaholic, presented by Ross Tweddle right now too.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bobby may have deprived Cincinnati of the WWE Championship match tonight, but at the Elimination Chamber, he will defend it against five superstars. It is official! One of those five superstars will be the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar!
Oh, wow!
How do you make Brock Lesnar more dangerous? You unleash the Beast inside the Elimination Chamber!
One thing that I respect above anything is that you're a fighting champion. You never back down from a challenge.
I am a fighting champion. I never back down from a challenge. What are you getting at here?
Yeah, no, so you never back down from a challenge, and so I was thinking, me and you at Elimination Chamber?
Oh, I'd love to see that.
If you want a match at Elimination Chamber, you've got it.
Yes!
There you have it!
Permission accomplished!
The Van Goat about to be taken to the extreme at the Elimination Chamber.
So last night on Raw, the stage was set for the next few months as we have some big matches announced. First of all, for the Elimination Chamber, we have it confirmed now that Bobby Lashley will defend the WWE title inside the Elimination Chamber, facing Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Austin Theory, and Brock Lesnar. More on Lesnar in a moment. Big match set for the Elimination Chamber event out of Saudi Arabia, but not the only title match set, as also we saw Ronda Rousey make an appearance to attack Becky Lynch. More on her in a moment as well. But Becky Lynch afterwards was approached by Lita, WWE Hall of Fame Lita, who officially challenged Becky Lynch to a match at the Elimination Chamber, to which Becky initially said no, but then eventually came round to the idea and accepted. So we have not only the WWE title Elimination Chamber match itself, but for the Raw Women's Championship in Saudi Arabia, we will have Becky Lynch versus Lita. Post-Raw, because that was the final segment of the night, was Lita getting the challenge from Becky Lynch. Afterwards, we had Bianca Belair come out and face off against Becky Lynch to a match. Becky didn't want the match. Becky tried to leave. Lita threw her back into the ring, or led her back into the ring, and Becky walked into a KOD and got beaten by Bianca Belair in 12 seconds. A little bit of revenge for SummerSlam. Shame it wasn't on the telly. That would have been fun. So Bianca Belair in the mix there, getting a bit of revenge to send the fans home happy from Raw last night. So the Elimination Chamber, the WWE title match with Bobby Lashley defending his championship against Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and Austin Theory, and the Raw Women's title on the line, Becky Lynch defending against Lita. Looking ahead to WrestleMania now, as we already have our first match set for Mania. Brock Lesnar, as a result of winning the Rumble, has challenged Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. He's entering the Elimination Chamber with designs on making his match with Roman Reigns a title versus title match, but that will be the headline attraction confirmed now for WrestleMania 38. As for Ronda Rousey, well, she said that she will make her announcement about her WrestleMania opponent on SmackDown this Friday. And it's very much looking like that she is going to be squaring off with Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. That will be the second match for WrestleMania officially confirmed this Friday on SmackDown. Now, it's still not been officially confirmed until then, so there's still the possibility that we could get something with Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey, but rumors are suggesting, Dave Meltzer reporting this on Wrestling Observer Live, that WWE wants to go with Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair for WrestleMania 38, and then have Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 39. Plans do change, as we do know, but that's possibly the lay of the land for Ronda Rousey in her WWE run going forward. Full results from last night's episode of Monday Night Raw can be found at cultaholic.com. On the podcast feed right now, it is the classic Raw review Survivor Series 1995 Watch Along, as Jack Kins and I give you an alternative commentary to the last pay-per-view of the New Generation era, kind of, sort of, in 1995. That's on the podcast feed waiting for you right now. On the podcast feed this week, we will have a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. Two brand new episodes, which I'll tell you more about tomorrow. Plus, we have a brand new episode of the Classic SmackDown review, and the Classic Nitro review makes its very welcome return to the podcast feed this week as well. It is Sam Driver and I watching every episode of Nitro from the very beginning. Had a slightly extended break for Christmas. We are well and truly back this week. Cannot wait to talk nonsense from Nitro with you a little later on in the week. YouTube.com/Cultaholic for what happened at the Royal Rumble. Our Cultaholic live show where we grade the Royal Rumble. WTF moments from the Rumble. And As of last night, this went up on the channel, all the cut-down reactions to the Royal Rumble from Ross and Andrew. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.